school and gained weight, likely because of the stress he experienced as a result of his parents' constant fighting. When J.D. was 11, Bev attempted suicide by crashing her car. Not long after, they moved back to Middletown without Bob. Things didn't get much better. Bev began abusing alcohol and became even more unpredictable. One time, she got angry while driving with J.D., sped up, and threatened to crash the car and kill them both. When Bev finally pulled over, J.D. jumped out and ran to a nearby house where he begged the residents to call Mama. Bev chased J.D. to the house, broke down the door, and dragged him out. The police showed up and arrested her. In court, J.D. didn't confess that Bev had threatened him. Mama and Papa had instructed him not to because they didn't want Bev to go to jail. As part of an informal family agreement, J.D. got to live with Mama and Papa from that point forward. Hillbilly justice had been served. With Bob no longer in his life, J.D. decided to get back in touch with Don, his biological father. Don lived in Kentucky with his wife, Cheryl, and kids. J.D. began to adopt Don's evangelical faith. Eventually, Don's faith, which vigorously condemned mainstream music and homosexuality among other cultural crusades, made J.D. feel cut off from the outside world and the culture he knew in white working-class Kentucky. His grandparents identified as religious, but not as evangelical culture warriors. When J.D. was